From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turmoil continues in Zimbabwe as the Zimbabwe Defense Force says it's rounding up alleged criminals with ties to President Robert Mugabe in order to bring them to justice. Meanwhile, Mugabe made his first public appearance on Friday since the military placed him under house arrest. He attended a graduation ceremony in Harare, where the crowd there cheered for him. However, many in the city, like resident Tesla Nkumbula, are ready for a change.
What we have suffered too long with this system. The army guys have come up to try to correct the system for us. And this guy is coming up saying he must come back. For what? A 94-year-old guy, for what? We don't want Mugabe anymore. Please, everyone, go to the streets and move around. No one likes Mugabe. And at this time, we are going to tell him we don't want him. He must go.
At least one regional branch of Zimbabwe's ruling party has called on Mugabe to resign, and the chairman of the influential War Veterans Association has announced to reporters that other ruling party branches in Midlands, Mazvingo, and Harare have also passed no-confidence votes in Mugabe. Also Friday, President Ian Khama of neighboring Botswana said that Mugabe should end his attempts to remain in office. In Kenya, at least two people were shot dead on Friday as police tried to disperse opposition supporters marching from an airport alongside the convoy of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Odinga won an unprecedented court victory overturning the results of the August 8th presidential election, leading to a rerun last month that he then boycotted, claiming it would not be fair and free. From Washington, this is VOA News. An exiled leader of Cambodia's political opposition says the international community should cut ties with Prime Minister Hun Sen's government after the court ordered dissolution of the Cambodia National Rescue Party, the CNRP, the only party challenging his three-decade grip on power. Cambodia's Supreme Court had dissolved the CNRP in a ruling likely to cement Sen's grip on power. Speaking in Washington, Sam Rainsy, the former leader of the CNRP, told the Associated Press that the Supreme Court ruling was the death knell of democracy.
We hope that we can revive a democracy because the Cambodian people want a democratic change, and the international community will not allow Hun Sen to kill democracy in Cambodia. We don't recognize the Hun Sen government decisions to dissolve our party.
The White House called on the Cambodian government to allow the legitimate activities of opposition parties, civil society, and the media. Fire swept through Cameroon's parliament building in Yaoundé Thursday night, causing considerable damage. The government Friday said the fire was caused by accident, though there are concerns about possible foul play. Government spokesman Issa Chiroma says investigations have been opened into the cause of the fire that destroyed four floors of the seven-story building. He added that nobody was hurt. The fire occurred just 2 days after the start of the legislative session. Russia is warning nine United States government-funded news operations that they will probably be designated as foreign agents under new legislation. This move is in retaliation to an American demand that Kremlin-supported television broadcaster RT register as a foreign agent in the United States. The Russian Justice Ministry said Thursday it had notified the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and seven separate regional outlets active in Russia that they could be affected. Authorities in Pakistan said Friday they've arrested a key suspected Islamic State militant in connection with a recent suicide bombing of a Sufi shrine that killed up to 90 people and wounded over 150 in February. Counterterrorism department officials identified the suspect as Nadir Ali, but have not provided any details on him. One senior official said weapons and explosives were recovered from the suspect during the operation. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.